You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a little 7-year-old boy who came home from Sunday school one Sunday. And so his mother asked, "What did the teacher teach you about today?" He said, "She told us all about the story of Moses." And his mother said, "Well, that's wonderful. Tell me the story of Moses." He said, "Well, Mom, there was this mean guy who was being mean to Moses and all the Israelites. So Moses wanted to help his people. And so he got all these tanks and these soldiers with machine guns, and they surrounded the king's palace and said, 'Let us go.' And the king wouldn't let them go. And so they began to fire their guns and the tanks, and finally the wicked king said, 'Okay, you can go now.' And so they all took off and headed towards the sea and got on a big boat and started across the sea. And then Pharaoh changed his mind, and he got boats, and all his soldiers came after them. But Moses had guns on his boats, and he shot the boats, and they sank them, and all the bad guys drowned. And finally, Moses got to the other side, and all the people were happy because Moses had set them free." His mom said, "Are you sure that's the story she told you?" He said, "Mom, if I told it the way she told it, you'd never believe it." This third Sunday of the month of October, in recent years, has been designated by the bishops of our country as World Mission Sunday, a time for us to pray for all those who serve our church in mission lands, priests, religious sisters and brothers, and lay people, for their work on our behalf is so critical to the mission of the church. It's important that we support them every way. And so this month of October, there's a special envelope in our packets where we can make a financial donation as a way of part of our discipleship and stewardship of supporting them who represent us in other lands and proclaiming the joy of the gospel. Some of you, maybe like myself, get lots of these little mission magazines in the mail unsolicited. This one happens to be from the Oblates of Mary Immaculate, and this is from the Columban Missions. But I always try to make it a point never to throw these away without at least looking at some of the photographs or reading some of the stories, because some of them are almost unbelievable. The sacrifices people make to serve people in poor countries, people who are afflicted by violence on a daily basis, people who are afflicted by terrible illnesses and disease. It's just amazing what these missionaries do for them and the stories that they tell. And so it's so important that we support them through our financial donations, but also through our prayers. We pray for them in a special way this day. And it's also an opportunity to remind us, as our Holy Father Pope Francis did in his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, that we're all called to be missionaries. To be a missionary doesn't mean that you have to go to another land or work among poor people. But our Holy Father reminds us that all of us are to proclaim the joy of the gospel by the lives that we lead on a daily basis, in the workplace, in our community, wherever we are, whatever we are doing. We all share a common mission. And the Pope tells us that it is to testify by our lives to the immensity of God's love. All of us are called to be missionaries. And so this Sunday, let us recommit ourselves to fulfilling that mission that comes to us not from the Pope, but from Christ himself. This month of October is also designated in our country as Respect Life Month, an opportunity for us to renew our commitment to preserve the sanctity of all human life, which is an ongoing issue. This weekend, our parish Sanctity of Life Committee has a display table in our gathering space. We encourage you to take time to look at some of the literature there and pick up some information, some prayer cards. And also this weekend, you'll find a special insert in the weekend bulletin about respect life issues and how all of us can be more involved in working to promote a greater reverence and respect for the gift of all human life, which is at the core of all our church's moral teaching. We are reminded by our bishops and by our Holy Father constantly, no matter what the issue is, the bottom line is, how does it affect human beings? And so there is no moral issue, no social issue that is not a respect life issue, because it has to do with people. Our Holy Father, in his recent encyclical about taking care of our common home and our environment, tells us that it's so important because it impacts people, especially poor people who are affected the most. And so it's so important that we be conscious of what we as individuals and we as a parish community can do to promote a greater reverence and respect for the gift of all human life in all of its stages, in each and every way, whether issues of abortion, issues of euthanasia, issues of caring for the poor, issues of caring for a common home, issues of prison reform, health care reform, the list goes on and on and on. Because again, the bottom line is always, how does it affect people? And that's what Respect Life is all about. It is our custom then during this Respect Life month of October that on one of the weekends, as we do this morning, we celebrate the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. That is showing reverence and respect for those who are afflicted with various illnesses or disabilities or chronic disease. It's our way of showing our support for them and praying for them. Anointing the sick is for anyone who has a serious illness or disability, anyone who has upcoming surgery, anyone who has a chronic illness or a disability, or anyone who has deteriorating health because of advanced years. But just a few years ago, I had a little surgery. Everybody considers it minor surgery, but when it's on me, I don't consider it minor surgery. And they're giving me the anesthesia, they're cutting on me, and so I received the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. It brought me great comfort, and that's what the sacrament is all about, reassuring us in our times of weakness that God is with us. And as the scriptures remind us time and time again, be not afraid. When God is with us, we need not be afraid. And that's what our celebration of the sacrament is all about today, that we as a community surround those who face illness, disability, or deteriorating, declining health, to surround them with God's love, which always brings healing. Because we know that even in time of sickness, we can still find healing. Because healing is not just physical, it's spiritual and emotional as well. And so we celebrate this sacrament in the context of the Eucharist today, this important sign of God's love, that God walks with those who have illness or disability or deteriorating health. And we are to be the face of Christ with them. And so this month, this day, has lots of different significant dimensions to it. But again, we are here to remind ourselves that all of us have responsibility to fulfill the mission that Christ himself has entrusted to us, proclaiming the joy of the gospel, to testify the immensity of God's love, so that each and every day, no matter where we are, what we are doing, who we are with, we will be proclaiming that good news, that God is good
all the time.
All the time.